It's a picture that I will get. And it's a word that I've been repeated in different forms. But as a picture, it's like there is stillness before the storm. It's like that time of night that the dawn has not broken. You know, we have long days now. You wake like 4:30, 5 in the morning, and you peek through the window. You just see the sun just peeking out. It's that time in between times that we're in. It's like you can feel there's a shaking under the, not in the physical world, but spiritually, something is about to give. But you know, this is the promise that we have in the Word, Matthew 24. There will be wars, there will be upset of nations. But don't be afraid. The time is not yet. This is before. And there's a peace that God gives to His people. Like Daniel 11:32 says, those who know their God, they shall be strong. And they shall take action. You know, there's like there's a type of fear when every time rain fall and you get a lot of floods and you get floods at River Severn, all kinds of floodings. But like it says in Matthew 7. You know, the house built on the rock was sunk. Amen. But the house built on sand sunk. Were formed. So, I think the word that the Lord is saying to every believer at this time is, don't doubt. Don't look to the right, don't look to the left. Don't follow the fashion. Don't see what people are doing. See what God is doing. Because there will be many voices, there will be many guidances that are coming. Keep your ear close to the ground. Where the Spirit. Listen! The reason Christ says, if you have ears, listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And he can never get it wrong, because like those songs were saying, he's the beginning and the end. Let your heart be at peace. As long as you are not just reading the word, but doing the word. Everything else will be shaking. But check yourself. You will stand up well. Praise the Lord.